Grace to all of you and peace from God, our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. Who was Jesus? And who is Jesus for you? These are two different questions, and I want to help guide you to answer that question or those questions for yourself. If you're looking for freedom or purpose in your life, you're going to need to answer these questions for yourself. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" Jesus answered. Who do you say that I am?" Who was Jesus? Well, Jesus was a Middle Eastern man, born a long time ago in a town called Bethlehem. He was a Jew, and his father, Joseph, was in the same lineage as the great King David, who was in the tribe of Judah, which was one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And his mother's name was Mary. And when Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary weren't married yet. After he was born, they lived a short time in Egypt, and then they moved to the city of Nazareth, where Joseph was a carpenter, apparently for the rest of his life. And Jesus' life was pretty typical until he was about 30 years old, when a large group of followers began to travel with him, especially 12, whom he kept very close. And he was disliked by many of the religious leaders at the time because of rumors of healings and exorcisms, and especially because of his countercultural religious teachings. Eventually, though, he was tried by the Jewish religious leaders, who handed him over to the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. And then he was crucified with a couple of criminals at the age of 33. And then after he was buried, his followers claimed that he had risen from the dead, and Jesus became the central figure of what we now know as the Christian religion. That's a basic summary of who Jesus was, at least probably according to a history book or two. However, for every single person on this earth, including all of us here this morning, there's a much more important question. Not who Jesus was, but who is Jesus for you? How would you answer that question if someone asked you? Perhaps you'd say he was a really loving guy and he helped a lot of people. Or maybe you'd say he was a really great teacher. He was a prophet. He challenged the status quo. A lot of people, in fact, a lot of Christians today, that's how they'd answer this question. And then they'd say, that's why we should focus on loving and helping other people, especially those who are ostracized by society, just like Jesus did. And they're not wrong. But I think that there's still something more. There's something missing from that answer. There's a song by a Christian artist named Nicole Nordeman called "What If?" And I think this song gets to the point, and I'd rather sing it for you than just say the words. So here we go. What if you're right and he was just another nice guy? And what if you're right? What if it's true? They say the cross will only make a fool of you. And what if it's true? And what if he takes his place in history with all the prophets and the kings who taught us love and came in peace? But then the story ends. What then? But what if you're wrong? What if there's more? What if there's hope you never dreamed of hoping for? What if you jump Just close your eyes. What if the arms that catch you by surprise? What if he's more than enough? What if it's love? Now that song is getting to this question, who's Jesus for you? Jesus was a nice guy, and he was a prophet, and he did change the world through his kindness and his countercultural religious teachings. But there have been a lot of people, even recently, who have been the same way. Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Nelson Mandela, all of them, they were nice guys, loving, countercultural in their own ways. But who is Jesus for you? If you don't ever answer this question, you're going to miss out on the freedom he offers. You're going to miss out on the purpose that he can provide for your life. When Jesus asked Peter that question, who do you say that I am? Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of God. Peter was saying that he believed that Jesus was God's chosen one sent to save God's people, but more specifically for Peter, to save Peter. That he was Peter's Messiah, that he was Peter's God. The one who could be trusted not just to heal other people's diseases and deliver them from demons, but the one who could save everyone from death and the devil, including Peter. When Thomas met the risen Jesus Christ in that upper room after Jesus had been crucified, Thomas confessed who he believed Jesus was. He said, my Lord, my God. Thomas believed that Jesus was truly God. What does that mean? That he was equal to the Father himself, the one to whom Thomas was going to owe allegiance to. That he believed that Jesus created everything, and that meant that Thomas needed to obey him and that he was called to love Jesus above anything else. So who is Jesus for you? If you're seeking freedom in your life from sin, I encourage you to look to Jesus for forgiveness. Because yes, historically he did die on a cross. Nobody really will argue that point with you. But why did he die on a cross? The Bible tells us that his death on the cross can mean so much more to you than just a historical event. Because the book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus lived his life differently than anybody else. He didn't sin. He was just like us in every other way except that one. He didn't sin. And he didn't just die because the religious authorities didn't like him. The Bible tells us that he died for a purpose, that God sent Jesus to die on purpose in our place. There are countless Old Testament scriptures foretelling this death, who would save the world from sin, a perfect sacrifice in our place. So when you place your faith and trust in Jesus, God forgives your sins because Jesus took your place. That's the difference between knowing that Jesus died on a cross and confessing who Jesus is for you, that he's your Savior. The devil knows who Jesus was. The devil knows that Jesus was the Son of God. It says so in the Bible. The devil knows that Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world. But the devil doesn't put his trust in Jesus as his Savior. Who is Jesus for you? You have the opportunity today to receive the freedom from sin and guilt and shame when you confess that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Who is Jesus for you? If you're looking for purpose in your life, I encourage you again to look to Jesus as your teacher and your leader, to be his follower, because the Bible is more than just a book of stories and rules and promises. 2 Timothy chapter 3 tells us all scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So God has a plan for your life, and he wants you to learn the tools necessary to complete that plan. And you will find that plan in this book if you take some time to learn it and to read it. Romans chapter 15 says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement that these scriptures provide, we might have hope." It's not just learning stuff. It's so that it changes us, that we have hope. To live an abundant life of purpose, you need to know that the obstacles you are facing right now are worth enduring. Let the helplessness that you often feel, the hopelessness that threatens you each and every day, that's temporary. But that God has a bigger goal in mind, not just here on earth, but a destination for you one day that you will reach if you do not give up, because he won't give up on you. So who is Jesus for you? He is your Messiah, the chosen one of God, sent from heaven to save you. And he's going to save you from your sins because he died on the cross. He is your leader who calls you out of a meaningless life of working for temporary treasures here on earth to find purpose by living for others and obtaining treasure in heaven that will never be stolen or destroyed or be forgotten. He is your Savior. He is your friend. He is more than enough for you. And his love for you will endure forever. When you're able to answer that question of who is Jesus for you, you're going to find the freedom and the purpose that you desire for your life. Amen.